God wants to bless you, but you've got to give Him something to work with. What is that? You've got to seek Him first. You've got to go after Him.
Join Gloria Copeland today as she describes God's master plan for your life and how to step into the blessing without measure and live life to the fullest. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We are talking about the love of God. We're talking about obeying God. We're talking about the wisdom of God. Today we're going to talk about the love of God because that is our commandment. Now, if you want to walk in the blessing of God, what do you have to do? You have to do what He says. That's not unreasonable, is it? And if you don't walk in the blessing of God, guess what else is left? The curse. And if you'll do a little study in Deuteronomy 26 through 28, and you'll read about the blessing and the curse, and you'll see that if they did what God told them to do, they could be blessed. They were blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out. It was blessing, 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 blessing. And I like blessing. But if they refused and they rebelled against the Word of God and what He said was right and the way that they should walk, what was it? Cursing and cursing and cursing and cursing. Cursed when you go in, cursed when you go out. And always, here's the way God is. He is so wonderful. He gives us His message. He gives the truth to us. He gives us in our day, He's given us His Word that He spoke to Moses, that He spoke to Joseph, all the words of all the Old Testament saints, Paul, Peter, the New Testament saints. He's given it to us written down so that we can absolutely know what He considers just and right. Now, if we won't take the time to find out what He says in the Bible, what can He do for us? I mean, that's our part. Our part. It's God. God helps us. I mean, He will see to it that we have opportunities. But we shouldn't expect God to chase us down. I like what Tommy Tenney says. We should be God chasers. We chase Him. We go after Him. We want to know what He says in His Word. Why? So that we can do it. So that we can walk pleasing to Him. And then the good part of that is, we get blessed. I mean, it is such a good deal. And God wants us blessed. He's generous with His blessings. And so we go to the Word of God and we find out what He thinks about things. Then we change our minds. If we have a different opinion of the situation, we change our mind to agree with what He says. For instance, if we want to increase, we can look at Luke 6:38 that says, "Give, and it shall be given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom." So when you give, you can get a great increase of return. Well, you know, you might be stingy, and you might not want to give, and you might say, "Well, I don't want to. I want to keep my money. I don't want to be a tither. I don't want to be a giver. I want to keep what I've got." Well, you can keep what you've got, but you won't keep it with increase or with the blessing. So it's just strictly up to us. Do we want to be blessed? Do we want to increase? Then we give, we tithe, we honor God with our substance and with the first fruits of our increase. We honor Him and we continue to increase. You don't want to do that? God says you don't have to do that, but then you don't have to walk in the blessing either. So when we find out that God, we're not waiting on God, He's waiting on us. If you don't see God moving in your life, you're not giving Him enough to work with. Because if you'll give Him faith, if you'll give Him obedience, He said, "I will bless you." and I will increase you. And you'll have all these good things coming at you. Hallelujah. So we know, we can see if the blessing's working. Now, sometimes, you know, when you first start out, you don't know very much and you're learning. You're a student learning. But you still will begin to increase. You still will begin to, well, once when we were in Nigeria a long, long time ago, they said, we don't have a word for prosper. So when we said prosper, they said in Nigerian language, to do better. And that's a great description. Prosper means to do better. You do better, and you do better, and you do better, and you do better, and you keep doing better. And if you do like Ken and me, after about 40 years of doing better, you're doing pretty good. Glory to God. And that's what God has in mind. Always increase. Increase was in the blessing. You study it out in Deuteronomy 28, and you'll see that when they did what God said, they increased. In fact, it says in the Amplified Bible, they had a surplus of prosperity. And that was God's will for them. And that's God's will for us. But we choose. Do we do it God's way? Or do we talk like the world, act like the world, live like the world? Or do we talk like God, act like God, and live like God? Where the blessing is. The world's got the curse on it because they're walking in darkness. But we, in our walk in God's master plan, we can walk right in the light, right through the middle of the darkness, and not have darkness. What did it say? There was light in the land of Goshen. We can walk in the middle of darkness and be blessed. We can walk in a recession, a depression, or whatever else there is that would come upon the world, those that are not following God, just the natural course of things, we can walk in the blessing. Now, I was going to go one way, but I've decided to go another. So let's just go there in line with this. Now, we're talking about the master plan and walking in the master plan. I want to look at this scripture. Where is it I want to go? Let me think here. The blessing, the increase. Let's look at Matthew 6. Let's look at Matthew 6. This Matthew 6 is the way to walk in the blessing. This is New Testament now. This is not just New Testament. This is Jesus' message. This is what he said. And it's so simple. And it's one of my favorite things because actually, light on this was what helped me to begin to prosper. I began to see this when we were in debt, couldn't pay our bills. Now, Matthew 6, let's just look up here at 31. Now, this is the New Testament, and what's more, this is Jesus talking. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Let's go back up here to look at verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, Jesus said. Look at verse 24. It's also good. No one can serve two masters. Now, this is where we are in life. This is where everybody is in life. This is where the children of Israel were. This is where the church is. This is where the people in the world are. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon in the Amplified, it says, means deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. You cannot serve possessions and riches and money or any other thing and get the blessing of God and serve two masters. You can't serve God. That's where the blessing is. And money or possessions. If you let your money and your possessions rule your life, you're not letting God rule your life, and you're just going to be stuck with those possessions. Now, possessions can be here one day and gone the next. You and I both have known people in life that were on top one day, and the next day, all their stock went to nothing, or their company went broke, or this or that or the other. So we don't want to serve things. We want to serve God. That's what Jesus is talking about. You cannot, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God, money, and money or possessions or what is trusted in. Therefore, I tell you, Jesus says, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy and anxious and worried about your life. So he said to, he's saying to you, as he said to me one day, stop worrying. You cannot worry and have faith at the same time. Stop being uneasy and worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body, and far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more, much more than they? Now, I've told you this before, and many of you have heard it already, but when Ken and I were newly married, I got born again reading a New English translation that his mother had given him for his birthday. And at this point, she didn't even know he was married, and she would not have been happy about it, nor was she happy when she found out. But that's beside the point. She had given him a Bible. We were broke. He was out looking for a job. I had quit my job because I went for this new company he went to work with. And the one that didn't last, I don't know that it lasted all day. It was over quick. And so now we're without money. We're in an empty house that we had leased. We had a piece of, like a web lawn chair, you know, maybe $6 lawn chair that belonged to my mother. We had a metal coffee table that Ken made in shop. You could imagine what a stunning piece it was. And we had a black and white television. And the picture on the black and white television was about this high. It went all the way across, but there was nothing up here and nothing down there. And that was that's what we had. And we had a rented rollaway bed that, like, did that in the middle. So Ken's looking for a job. I'd quit my job to work for this new company, so I didn't have a job. But I didn't have a car to go look, so he's looking. I'm at home. I pick up the New English Bible that Ken's mother had given him for his birthday. Now, she prayed for Ken. Now when I married Ken, man, she didn't even know it for a long time. But once she found out, she started praying for me. I'd never had anybody pray for me. It didn't take me any time. I just slipped right in. But Ken was kind of prayer-hardened, I guess. I mean, he was used to the prayer. I wasn't used to it. And so I was sitting there. I didn't even know about making Jesus the Lord of my life. And I saw this scripture about the birds and about God. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. I was 19 years old. I didn't know very much about anything. And I didn't know anything about the Lord. And I wasn't born again. I never heard of the new birth. I never heard of being born, of being filled with the Spirit. Now, Ken knew a lot more than I did about it, but he hadn't done anything with what he knew. And so here I am, and it says, stop worrying about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll put on. Look at the birds of the air. And see, in the front of this Bible, Ken's mother had put, and I'd never seen a New English version or any, you know, the Amplified wasn't even there in those days. And I'd never seen any translation except the King James translation. So this one said in the front of it, Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his way of doing and being right. That's what the Amplified says. That King James just says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of being right. And all these things shall be added to you. I was amazed. I had never heard anything like that things would be added to me. I needed everything. I needed a stove. I needed a refrigerator. I needed a bed. It was mine. I mean, I needed everything. And so here I am now. Nobody to preach to me. I didn't know anybody that knew anything about God, that they told me about it at any rate. And here I find the scripture. Stop being, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I looked over there and I saw that in Matthew 6, and I looked up the scripture and I was amazed because I needed some things bad added to me. And so I said I began to read that, and I was there by myself, and I just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. I didn't know how to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I'd never heard of that. But I got born again that day. From this portion of Scripture, I found out that the Lord cared for me. He said, I tell you, stop being anxious and worried. This is the Amplified. Stop being anxious or worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater than food and body, far above and more excellent than clothing? This is what really got me. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more, much more than they? God cared about birds. That was my revelation for the day. God cared about the birds. He fed the birds. I thought, if God cares about birds, He cares about me. Nobody had ever told me. You think, well, you must have been born in a cave. Well, practically, spiritually, that's true. And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure to his stature or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field. They learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all of his magnificence and excellence and dignity and grace, was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass of the field, and today is which is alive, today is alive and green, and tomorrow is tossed into the sea, how much more surely will He clothe you, O you of little faith? And then it said this, therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? What are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. Here's the deal right here. But seek first. In other words, you seek first. Don't worry about those things. You seek first the kingdom. You seek first all His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. So do not worry, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. So this was the key to my life right here. This is where Jesus revealed Himself to me, right where I was that day. That if I would seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all the other things in my life that I needed would be added unto me. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Seek first. Now that is the key to walking in the abundance of God and God's master plan. We've been reading in Ephesians where it says, you are God's masterpiece. And we've been reading that God has a plan for us. Proverbs 4:18 says He has a shining path for us to walk. We are told in the scripture about paths over and over again. God's got a path for you. He's got a path for me. He had a path for me that day that I had never even dreamed of. I had never thought about a place, a blessing place, a calling like God had for Ken and me You would never have dreamed it yourself. You would have looked from now on and you wouldn't have thought, those people, they should be in the ministry. You would think they should be locked up somewhere or something like that. You would never think we need to be out preaching to anybody. But see, God had that plan. That was His plan from the beginning. And even though Ken knew it himself, because he had been exposed to more spirituality in his family and in the church they went to than I was. And I was just totally ignorant of everything spiritual. I had no clue. But God put us together. And then we got saved together. We got married. We got saved together. And then, 44, 45 years later, we're still walking out that plan together. God has a good plan for your life. He knows right where you are. He wants to bless you. Now, what's the key? What is the key before we close today? What is the key right now, if you're in trouble, or even if you're comfortable, even if you don't have any big problems? You can't live without the blessing of God in your life. You can't live without making Jesus the Lord of your life and in your own strength. In other words, you can't make it well in your own strength. So what do? You seek first the kingdom of God, and like the Amplified Bible says, His way of doing and being right. And then all the other things that you need in life, the Scripture says, will be added unto you. What would that include? That would include a place to live, food on your table, the blessing on your children, your calling. Wisdom from heaven would be included in that. God wants to bless you, but you've got to give Him something to work with. What is that? You've got to seek Him first. You've got to go after Him. I was going to read you some scriptures from the rabbi's book today about seek, but I didn't get around to it. But he says the best way to describe the word seek is research. Like if you were in college and you were researching a paper, where in the scripture it says seek, like here it says seek ye first the kingdom of God. Research first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and His way of doing. And all these other things will be added unto you. Well, here I am all these many years later, 46 years later, and I'm still doing that. I'm researching God. I research God every day from the Scripture. And He reveals His plan and His way and His blessing. And if I walk in His plan, I'll walk in His blessing. I'll be right back.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
I want to offer you something today, and I want you to be sure and get it. It's a copy of the new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. I love this book. I am so excited about it. I believe the Lord's helped me to put it in such a way that it'll be a blessing to you. and you can get into God's master plan for your life. We give you 10 keys to the master plan, to walking in the master plan. These are things from the Word of God, things that Ken and I've learned just like through the experiences of things I've been telling you. If you pre-order your book, you'll get a special edition DVD free with it, and we will send it to you, and you'll get it quick. Hallelujah. We want you to have it. So be sure and get it, God's Master Plan. Order some for your friends. Tell your friends to go get one at the bookstore. I'm telling you, it'll help you. I'm very excited about it, so excited about it. Today, we start Basel Victory Campaign. Basel, you say, where is that? That's in Switzerland, right near the German border, April the 24th through the 26th. I hear it's a beautiful place. We wish you could jump in and run. Now, if you're in that area, in that part of the world, in Europe, Germany, come and be with us. We're going to be there for several days. We're going to be teaching the Word of God with the partners and friends from around the world. And we want you to come. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for being with us today. And thank you for being a student of the Word of God and desiring to go forward. God has a plan for you. And don't be discouraged if you don't know what that plan is yet. What was the clue to finding the plan today? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all the other things. If you'll put God first in your life and you'll begin to spend time and get in meetings and hear the Word and read the books, you'll come to the place where you know the will of God. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.
And He sent His Word to heal you, sent His Word to save you, sent His Word to fill you, sent His Word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory,
we seek first the plan of God, and with that plan of God comes the good life, the blessed life, the abundant life, the life without curse, the life without sorrow.